Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, Eminette Mason. She is founder and CEO of iXGen Inc. How are you this morning?
I am doing very well, thank you. And how about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Okay. I was born, raised, and educated in Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from.
And you came to the States how long ago?
About 15 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have a family?
My family is very small. It's me and my son,
mm-hmm.
although I do have relations all over the world.
Oh, that's awesome. That
yes.
is awesome.
So most of my family is back in Sierra Leone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How often do you get to go back home?
Oh, not often. It's too expensive.
Exactly. That's what everybody says. That's what everybody says. So,
yes.
So tell us about iXGen and what it is and why you created it.
Okay. For the past 15 years or so, since I have been a business consultant, I have interacted with a lot of people, young people, old people, all across the, you know, age range and community sectors. And I realized that a lot of people were impoverished because they didn't have enough income. Even those people who had jobs were not sufficiently financially situated.
Mm-hmm.
And more so, the grassroots people, even from back in Africa and even in some areas here. And because I've been an entrepreneur and I came from an entrepreneurial family, my parents were entrepreneurs, I have had this thing about starting businesses. I've had several businesses myself. And throughout that experience, I realized that there are a lot of people who would do better if they had businesses, if they could start up a business, because everybody has talent and gifts that you can turn into an income-generating activity. So back in 2004, 2005, thereabout, I started working. In fact, I set up a branch of a non-profit organization that was focused on entrepreneurship. I was then working for another organization, and it was successful. And eventually, I said to myself, well, why don't I start my own instead of working for somebody else? Because this is what I've been doing virtually all my life, working for myself. So back in 2011, I was involved in something called Global Entrepreneurship Week. This is a worldwide celebration of entrepreneurship. And I realized that in the schools, middle and high schools, the kids were not taught entrepreneurship. And I decided there and then I was going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up this organization primarily to bring information, resources, and exposure to entrepreneurship across the board, all ages, school, children, adults, retired people, whoever you are, you can start a business at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I came about starting IXOE Global Entrepreneurship Network, bearing in mind that at some point I would also be able to take this organization back to various parts of the world, specifically starting off with Africa, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a global organization. It has global potential.
Absolutely. So
mm-hmm.
talk about where or how you're doing this with the youth. Are you bringing them in? And tell us about the programming.
Okay. Well, as I came along, I organized a specific program for the youth to raise their awareness as to the benefits of becoming a business owner, which they didn't have in the schools. So I started an annual summer program. It's a very small summer program. It's only for 6 or 7 weekends during the summer. It's not like the usual all-week camp. It's only on weekends, only on Saturdays for like about 5 hours or so. And I bring the youth in, and I take them through the basics of learning about business. That's the IE program, the IYEP, and it's for youth aged from 13 all the way up to 26 or under 30, because I've had requests from people who are like 27, 28. Oh, well, can't I come to your program? I say, yes, by all means, you're welcome. So I try to keep it under the 30 years of age range, starting from the age of 13. And in this six-week program, what we do is we take the participants through a curriculum that I put together that would not only raise their awareness, but also create another option for them after they finish either high school or college. Because usually the two options are get a job or go to college if you're from high school. And after college, it's just get a job. Yeah. And so when they don't have these options, there's nothing else. And some of these kids get frustrated and they don't know what to do. They begin to engage in things that they are not supposed to be engaged in. So I looked at this situation and I said, okay, my solution is give them the training. Even if they don't start a business right now, let them have that background of it. Let them keep it in the back burner. So at the opportune time, when all else fails, they have something that can fall back on. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of this program, which is called IE.
And you do workshops and exercises?
Certainly. For 6 weeks, I bring in experts, professionals, business people, community leaders to take them through leadership and life skills, not forgetting the spiritual enrichment aspect, which is the foundation of everything that we do. We take them through understanding and the meaning of entrepreneurship. The kids are usually surprised when I tell them there is a slight difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner. And then we take them through the business principles and regulations, financial literacy. And in all of this, we do have field visits. We visit locations, businesses that they are able to observe what goes on in running a business for a day, mm-hmm. or what goes on in planning a business, or what goes on in the actual operations of a particular business. And in one business that we go to every year, the owner of that business is an expert on branding and marketing. And so we have a workshop for that day. It's part of a field visit. We have the workshop on branding and marketing. And then the kids have an opportunity of starting a business that day, because the owner of that business owns a warehouse where he sells all kinds of different products that kids can invest in with as little as $20. So that is very exciting. A couple of them have started businesses, buying products from that particular business, mm-hmm. and starting a business on their own.
Now, the summer and fall sessions, the summer session starts June 13th,
yes.
and it ends July 25th. Mm-hmm. And then your fall session is September 12th, and it ends October 10th. But registration is quickly approaching. It begins here in March, but
yes.
it will be ending very soon, correct?
Well, it doesn't end until we start the program.
Oh, okay.
In June, yes. It's a rolling mm-hmm. type of enrollment.
Okay.
There's no fixed date. We do try to start early to give parents and families the opportunity of planning ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we say, get the information and begin to register. But we can register participants right up to the day the program begins.
And tell how they can register.
Well, they can register by either calling my other number, which deals with questions and inquiries about the program, or going to the website, which is www.ixgeninc.org. That's
okay.
our website.
Mm-hmm.
Or else send an email to info@ixgeninc.org. That's info@ IXGENINC.org. So there are various ways of getting the information to register.
Okay, so the next thing is that you're celebrating 4 years with IXGN at a service of giving thanks for the community involvement and impact. So tell everybody about that and when it's going to happen.
Okay, that event is going to take place on March 29th, which is a Sunday, 2 Sundays from now. And it's going to take the form of a worship service at the church that we have been very, very closely affiliated with and partnering with. Mm-hmm. It's the Peace Lutheran Church on 1679 Columbia Drive in Decatur, Georgia. And it's going to be part of the morning worship service. And we will review and just give thanks for all the things that we've been able to achieve in the past 4 years. And following the service, there will be a reception at which we will, you know, further enlighten people about what we do, who we serve, and what some of our own needs are.
Okay.
And this is on the 29th, which is two weeks from now.
And 10:15 in the morning, right?
At 10:15 in the morning, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you touched on your needs. What are your needs as the organization?
Well, this organization is a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3. And it was started by just me, single-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And I used money out of my pocket to start it. And for the past 4 years, our biggest need has been acquiring a space where the organization can be located and people can easily access us and our services that we're offering. For right now, it's sort of like going from place to place. If you want to have a workshop, we have it at the church or somewhere else, and we don't have an office. We don't have a fixed location.
Yeah.
So that's one of our biggest needs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking to see whether we can maybe partner or get some pro bono space with another organization or facility. And we are believing that we will have something like that soon. And then, of course, funding. Because of the lack of funding, we've not been able to get the employees, the administration mm-hmm. that we really need to take this organization forward. So we've been working mainly with volunteers. And, you know, volunteer time is not always that reliable. So if we had money to hire people,
yes,
and, of course,
so it sounds like you need a grant writer.
Well, yes.
you need some money.
Not just a grant writer, mm-hmm. but a grant writer that will help us get the money.
Exactly. Well, that's what grant writers do. But yeah, you need a grant writer. So anybody that wants to volunteer as a grant writer for this organization and help them get the funds that they need,
mm-hmm.
because you can get funds for all of that, for everything that you need.
I know.
Yeah, you absolutely can. again, you can go to IXGENINC.org. That is the website. And if you need more information, you want to talk with Eminette, she's a program director. You can go to info@IXGENINC.org. And we just thank you for all you do. Looking forward to that going global so you can go back home and help your people come up as well. IXGen. And this is Eminette Mason, who is the founder and CEO. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ms. Black, for giving me this opportunity of talking about what IXGen is and what we're doing and who we are serving. Thank you.